In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Thank you, Father John and Mother Barbara, for the privilege of speaking this morning. The time spent in preparation for this weekend in the past 2 days have certainly been a blessing to me. What powerful scripture lessons we have heard. In Genesis 12, Abram obeys in faith and at age 75 sets out with courage toward an unknown land and future. In Romans 4, St. Paul proclaims that it was Abram's faith and obedience that justified him, that is, proved him righteous in the eyes of God, not keeping the law, which came centuries later. He is rewarded by becoming Abraham, the father of nations, a great model of faith and obedience. We are challenged to follow this wonderful example of obedient faith. The marvelous story of Nicodemus' nighttime encounter with Jesus in the third chapter of St. John's Gospel is the gospel for today. Nicodemus comes at night because he is afraid of censorship, of losing his important position as a Jewish leader, a member of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish council, if he is seen with Jesus. Yet, because of what he has heard, he is compelled to experience the presence of Jesus, to ask how he can work miracles and teach the way of God. Nicodemus is challenged to see everything from a new perspective. Have faith deeper than keeping the law. Nicodemus discovers that he must begin his spiritual life anew with a deeper understanding of God. He must be baptized in spirit and water. We too should allow the Holy Spirit to gradually transfigure us through our prayer, worship, and loving service. We gradually become more completely what God created us to become. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Jesus came not to condemn the world, but to save it. To release us from the power of sin. Out of love, the Creator of the universe promises eternal life if we will have faith in Christ Jesus. What a promise! Do you claim that promise by deepening your commitment to Christ through prayer, worship, and service? All we learn of Nicodemus's response to this encounter is that he helped Joseph of Arimathea prepare the body of Jesus for burial. I am sure that this encounter changed his life. I wonder if he became a leader in a new Christian community. Do we allow our encounters with God in prayer, worship, and loving service to transfigure us? What do these lessons say to us? How can we deepen our faith, act in obedience, as Abraham did? Like Abraham and Nicodemus, we must be open to respond to unexpected events or insights. Allow the Holy Spirit to deepen our faith and guide us. This weekend, we explored some ways of deepening faith, several forms of worship, including this Eucharist. We discussed some myriad forms of prayer, both communal and private, silent and spoken or sung, singing aloud or silently a favorite hymn or spiritual song can be a powerful prayer as music touches us very deeply. I pray that you will practice the prayerful reading of Scripture, Lectio Divina. Let it deepen your faith. Try the forms of prayer we considered and briefly experienced. Our faith is not dependent on intellect. It is manifest in people of all ages and conditions, old and young, rich or poor, impaired or healthy. Faith is shown in action. Any act of love, however small, a smile, a kind word, an offering of assistance, a thank you, a compliment. Recall a time when you received an unexpected sign of care and love. It makes the world seem beautiful, as it did the morning one of the little 4 or 5 year old girls in my Sunday school class looked at me at the end of the lesson and said, "You're fun to be with." It was a great compliment, which I have remembered. Faith is strengthened by prayer, worship, and Christian fellowship, loving service. God guides each individual who seeks to follow. Remember that much of prayer is listening, seeking to be open to the Holy Spirit, letting God get a word in edgewise. Like in the home in Bethany, the listening of Mary for guidance, the loving service of Martha are both necessary and important. Prayer is relationship with God, and like all relationship, takes time and attention. I like the story of the old peasant who spent time sitting quietly in church. The priest asked what he was doing, and he replied that he looked at Jesus and Jesus looked at him. If we are wise, we like the peasant, spend time listening. We should listen twice as much as we speak, for we have 2 ears and 1 mouth. Have faith in the guidance of the Holy Spirit and listen in quiet prayer. We spent time reflecting on our roles in worship and how we can serve more reverently and effectively. I hope that you will continue to keep in mind what we considered. Preparing for worship or serving during worship is a great privilege. Our intention to offer God the best possible worship is most important. All the ways of participating are important and add to the communal offering of praise and gratitude. Spend some time praying the magnificent psalm for today, Psalm 121, which is one of my favorites. Listen as I read it slowly and ponder its meaning for you. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. This psalm reveals a wonderful and profound faith in God's loving care and assistance. It can be a rich source of prayer and gratitude for God's loving presence. Thank you for the privilege of being with you this weekend. May God bless you and keep you in all your going out and your coming in from this time on forevermore. Amen.